Vermont has expanded its mountain biking trails over the last couple of decades as a way to boost tourism. Now a growing trend in cycling is bringing people to the state to ride its already existing infrastructure, gravel roads. Bela Metzger was at the first big gravel bike race of the season.
Some 20 miles into the Rasputitsa gravel race, on an unpaved road deep in the woods of the Northeast Kingdom, cyclists have already been through a lot.
We've been rained on, wet snowed on. Seems like it's hovering just above freezing in places. But it's not in a bad day for riding a bike.
That's John Doyle from Watertown, Massachusetts.
You have a bigger smile than most people who are coming through right now.
I guess I have some sort of problem where I smile really big, kind of no matter what the circumstances. Way of coping, I guess.
These tough conditions don't seem like they'd be pleasant to bike in, but they're actually part of the draw. The word Rasputitsa is Russian for the season when thawing snow makes unpaved roads difficult to pass. Here in Vermont, we call that mud season. 1,100 cyclists from around the world are in Burke to ride more than 40 miles of rural unpaved roads. The Rasputitsa website promises a, quote, insane, drop to your knees and cry, suffer fest.
It is about challenging yourself. Of course, the course is hard, but also with the weather, the conditions, and yeah, it's pretty hardcore, but it's also really doable.
Allison Tetrick is a pro rider from California. She's raced bikes around the world, and she says the Northeast Kingdom is world class.
It's longer to get here from where I live than to go to Europe or a lot of places in the world. I mean, we're in a very remote location, but to me that makes it very special. It is beautiful out here and really tranquil, a lot of open space and really Jurassic landscapes and super bike friendly.
Gravel cycling is a cross between road biking and mountain biking. Riders are decked out in spandex and ride fast bikes like you might see in the Tour de France. But their bikes have fatter tires, which allow them to navigate unpaved, rutted roads. Gravel grinding, as it's called by insiders, is all about getting out into nature for adventure. And it's one of the fastest growing categories in cycling. Vermont is perfect for it. More than half of the state's roads are unpaved, and more than 6,000 miles of that is gravel.
We didn't invent anything here. What we did is basically hone it to this one activity of riding on public dirt roads.
That's Peter Vollers. He's been an advocate for gravel cycling in Vermont for almost 20 years. Vollers says he first saw the potential of gravel when he was coaching young riders in Killington.
We discovered when we were training how dangerous it was to be on the pavement. So one day I said, guys, take a right turn.
That turn onto a gravel road allowed the inexperienced riders to train away from cars and made their rides more social and enjoyable. Vollers says Vermont's early infrastructural development, which included a dense network of rural roads, makes it perfect for gravel riding, especially the state's Class 4 roads, town highways that are no longer maintained. The oldest of these roads dates back to the beginning of the state.
And another name for that in Vermont is the ancient roads. So these are mostly roads that were laid out sometime in the early 1800s, but they fell into less use over time, so the towns didn't want to maintain them. And almost every town of Vermont has these roads.
In 2006, the Vermont legislature passed Act 178, which required towns to map ancient roads for the first time. The maps have made outdoor enthusiasts more aware of access points to the backcountry. The Rasputitsa race has more than tripled in riders since it started 6 years ago. Co-founder Anthony Mocha says it's not a moneymaker, but it's a passion project that he hopes spills into the whole community.
Skiing is all over. The mountain biking itself hasn't quite picked up yet, so it's a really in-between type of season. And in a weekend, there's nothing else going on. We bring in a bunch of people. It helps.
This is actually a race that we look forward to pretty much all winter long. You know, it's like, you know, here it comes, because it's just a huge boom.
Johnny and Linda Lottie own Cafe Lottie, a big, airy coffee shop in East Burke. They say Rasputitsa weekend brings in as much revenue as an entire month during the off-season.
Considering that it's April and there's nothing else going on, I think it's phenomenal what they've done to be able to promote this. I mean, it's really good for our economy.
The Northeast Kingdom is already internationally known for its mountain biking. The Kingdom Trail Network drew 140,000 visitors in 2018. And now Burke area officials are in discussions about developing gravel cycling events at different times of year. Back at the Rasputitsa race, Melissa Kelstrom from Virginia rolls over the finish line almost 4 hours after the start. She's greeted by her boyfriend.
Hi. Mwah. Now I'm ready to cry. That was awesome.
Good. I'm so happy for you.
Yeah.
The race conditions were so tough this year, 200 riders didn't finish. Kelstrom is covered in mud.
Gravel makes my heart happy. Why? Everybody just crushed the course, we all died, and then we came out here and we're still smiling.
She already plans to register for next year's race. For VPR News, I'm Bela Metzger.